Yeah, the excitement is building, and there was good news from the government that adult training commenced on the 10th of May. So from that point of view, it was a good week. Here in the Centre of Excellence this morning, on a nice morning, the senior footballers training as well, Aidan. So, yeah, and obviously the Lakeland Gaels show was great, and a lot of positive feedback, rekindling great memories, and I suppose quetting the appetite for the season ahead.
Is there any news you can bring us from Ferns there this morning?
The Centre of Excellence, which, as most people know, we have great plans for, is looking resplendent. Fair play to all those who are keeping it well, and Seamus in particular, who's keeping it well. And senior footballers are training really hard under Shane and the lads, looking great shape. So, you know, they're certainly looking forward to training. Our senior hurlers are training tomorrow morning here.
And of course, it should have been a busy day for everybody involved in the Wexford Fittest Schools. There's been an important announcement that people might have missed during the week. There's been a change of date for that. Can you tell us the story behind that change of date?
Yeah, listen, disappointing for everyone. First of all, it was supposed to be on Monday, and with the inclement weather, we moved back. I suppose in hindsight, maybe we moved back to today. In hindsight, we probably should have moved to a weekend later in May. Effectively, being very straight, a member of the public made an anonymous complaint to the Gardaí yesterday. We had some queries. We felt we were very COVID compliant, and I would still feel that, but I suppose there was a query, and you know, once we linked with the authorities, which is very important, and I suppose did a bit, little bit further detail on it, one of the regulations in terms of number of households and so on was queried, even though it is an individual event and it was being very strictly run in terms of COVID guidelines. Once we discussed with the authorities, and we felt we would push back till after the 10th of May, where there is no question whatsoever under the new guidelines, I think then that the event can go ahead unhindered. So disappointing for everyone. I have to say the schools have been amazing in their response, in that, you know, they've taken on the chin, and in general it has. I've seen it in my own school, and we've seen the videos on social media, some fantastic. The original purpose of this, I suppose, there was two things. One, it was, say, a fundraiser for the excellent work our coaching and games team do, which is really important, and we're trying to expand that under our strategic plan and take on more games promotion officers. And in fact, we are taking on another games promotion officer starting next week. So that was one aspect. But most particularly, we wanted to drive the health message. Working in schools, teachers at the moment effectively can't be in staff rooms. Some people are eating lunches in cars and whatever else, and it is a challenging time, and we felt that it would be something that would really appeal to teachers and their pupils, and it has. There's been teacher v pupil competitions, there have been all sorts of activities and funny videos, so it's really captured the imagination of our schools, and I am most grateful for their understanding of the postponement, and we will ensure that the competition goes ahead, and that it'll be fun for the participants, and that their pupils are engaging with it as well, which I think we've done quite successfully. The senior hurlers and footballers have done some great videos for kids in terms of exercises they can do. So overall, it's very positive, notwithstanding the fact that, yes, it was disappointing how it came about yesterday, I would say.
Yeah, so I guess it just gives people an extra week and a little bit to prepare for the big challenge. So it's the Monday the 10th of May is when this will be happening.
No,
again,
it'll be after the Monday the 10th of May. It's the 10th of May, I think, is the next change of the regulations from government.
Yes.
So once that change takes place, we've provisionally penciled in the 29th of May now for the, so there's an extra 3 weeks.
Yes.
Chadwick's Wexford Park has to be available for the event. And listen, yesterday we had the equipment up, the course was set, it was ready to go, and it looked resplendent. It's going to be fantastic, and we will do it safely. We will do it within regulation. We will make sure that everyone has a fun time, and most importantly, we'll spread a very important message about being healthy and fit for children.
Yeah, so it's the 29th then for the challenge, and if anybody wants to get their fitness levels up a little bit, you can do no better than taking part in the Model Army 96 Kilometre Charity Challenge, which starts today and runs for the entire month. That's with Wexford Hospice Home Care and with the Cottage Autism Network there as well. So plenty of people, some big names coming out to support this challenge. You're looking for plenty of people to get involved.
Yeah, listen, it's been led by the 96 panel, by Liam and the 96 panel, who have taken on this challenge as a fundraiser for two great charities. And it's also, again, it's part of our wellness programme for a month. This is our third year of our wellness programme in association with Macaulay Health and Pharmacist. And we have a range of activities, but one that's spreading throughout the month is what we're asking people to do is walk, run or jog or cycle, indeed, 3.1 kilometres a day. and cover 96k over the course of the month. And the 96 guys are leading it, and there's a they've created a GoFundMe page as well in relation to raising for charity. But most importantly, again, as you say, it's about getting people out. It's a beautiful sunny day this morning in the county. So hopefully over the course of the month we'll have some good weather and people will get out and enjoy being active for the month. And keep an eye on our website for a host and a range of really, really good activities.
Of course, it is being led by the 96 lads. This will be the jubilee year of their famous triumph back in 1996. Will there be any sort of activities or events that you can see happening later on in the year to celebrate that triumph?
Yeah, well, we certainly, I've met with Liam and Adrian Fennan, who does a lot of work with us as well, and I know the guys are consistently planning and talking. Obviously, it's subject to regulations. We hope and pray that the team will be able to go out on Croke Park on All-Ireland final day, and maybe Wexford will be there as well. But we have a number of activities planned for the year, including Wexford GATV are going to release a documentary of the year, which I think is going to be something that people will really, really enjoy. Our Wexford GATV crew have already started it, and the planning is in place. So in the autumn of the year, there will be a documentary of the year of 1996. And again, the Laker Gael whetted the appetite for that during the week.
It certainly did. Also during the week, we saw the Cork County Board holding their county championship draws. Of course, still waiting to play some 2020 county finals there. But have we any idea of when we might get some sort of draws or some sort of fixture list for clubs here in the county?
It won't be too far away. I haven't got an exact date for you, Aidan, but it will be somewhere in and around the 10th of May. We now have, I suppose, more detail from government in that 7th of June matches will be allowed back. So what we will be looking at now is, now that we've got that window, we will certainly have leagues, and then we look at our championship will start sometime in August, and we'll put an exact date. We'll have a roadmap for clubs in the next week to 10 days. And then after that, we'll do the draw. So I would be thinking sometime around, I'd say, I think the 10th of May is the next change of the regulations, and that's when teams are allowed back training. So maybe just shortly before the 10th of May, we'll do our draw and give everyone an idea, and again, whet the appetite for the summer ahead.
And that'll be for adults and underage, will it?
For adults and underage. The planning for the underage has... we haven't got the full details yet because we haven't been told when inter-county under 20 and intercounty minor take place. So we're expecting to get that information on Tuesday, and once we get that, then we can draw up a roadmap and put everything in place.
Brilliant. So at least we have some sort of a timeline to work towards anyway, and hopefully everybody keeps the numbers low here in the county. They're low at the minute, and hopefully they stay that way and we will be able to move forward and plan for the summer ahead. And listen, if people are more interested in finding out more about the 96 kilometre challenge there, where can they find more information?
Everything is on our website about on our social media platforms about both the 96 kilometer challenge and about our wellness month. And I'd encourage lots of activities for people of all ages over the course of the month, including on, I know Alan Corcoran's show will have a weekly slot, I think at 11:30 every Wednesday as well, with interviews with some interesting GA personalities, both from Wexford and outside the county. So something for listeners to enjoy. And also there are online, and now that we're allowed back on fields to in a limited degree, other activities for people to enjoy. So everything will be on our website and social media platforms, Ed.